So I'm watching Tucker Carlson the other night, and he had this black guy on that I had been seeing before. And I think this guy's from Turn. I think he represent or speak for or with Turning Point, an organization called Turning Point. And I've seen this guy before on there. And Turning Point seemed to be a conservative organization, I thought. And so I'm watching this the other night, talking about the Democrats, I believe, and Trump and somebody. And lo and behold, I was stunned. Surprised, stunned, shocked at some of the things this black guy was saying. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting. This is it's a little longer than normally what we play for you, but I wanted you to see just this little interview with Tucker Carlson and this black guy by the name of Rob Smith. And Rob is one of the spokesman for Turning Point. Carlson, here's Tucker Carlson interviewing a black guy by the name of from Turning Point by the name of Rob Smith. And they were commenting on the CNN Equality Town Hall meeting last Thursday, one of those days. CNN had a thing where they were supporting homosexuals or something, so they were talking about homosexual issues. And I may interrupt this. I may just let it play all out so you can get the full impact of what I have to tell you afterward. Here is Tucker Carlson talking to Turning Point spokesman Rob Smith.
Look, I think, Tucker, the first thing that I have to say is that as a gay man watching that event last night, that LGBTQ alphabet soup town hall, I was absolutely mortified. I just have to say to you and your audience that that represents a very tiny sliver of the gay and lesbian population of America. It does not represent most of us and most
totally
of our
agree.
Values.
That's obvious. Normal people know that because exactly. I mean, this is a tiny fraction.
When it comes to Beto and the revoking the tax exempt status from churches, I am a gay man. I am married. I love my husband. And if we couldn't find a church that wanted to perform our marriage, we would just find another church. I don't need the state and I don't need the government to enforce that will on people. And that's what we saw a lot from last night. We saw a lot of government intervention. If it's weaponizing misgendering, if it's weaponizing somebody not using the correct pronouns, that really spineless apology that Chris Cuomo had to make on Twitter, it was all completely insane, Tucker. It really was.
And I was really mortified. Kamala Harris, you male or female? Like, what is this exactly? It's bizarre.
And look, for me as a gay conservative, I've accepted the fact that I've got to be mean, Dad, and I've got to tell all the LGBTQ alphabet soup that you can't have your toys and you can't have ice cream for dinner. There are some things that were going on last night in that town hall that were absolutely insane. And let me tell you something else, Tucker. I am a gay veteran, right? I served two tours in the Middle East. I protested against Don't Ask, Don't Tell for that gay and lesbian soldiers had the right to serve openly. This is not what I fought for. This is not what I advocated for. I did not advocate for the alphabet soup agenda. And it really troubles me, Tucker. It's very mortifying. And there are so many spineless gays and lesbians on the left that will not speak out about this. They will not speak out about taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery. They will not speak out about transitioning children. They will not speak out about these things, Tucker. And it really pains me because it is very important
in this moment
in history.
Amazing. He said he mentioned his husband many times, but I guess Nick cut some of it out. I think Nick cut a lot of it out or some of it out. So I was stunned with that. First of all, I've seen this guy on Tucker Carlson before. It never even occurred to me that he was a homosexual, right? But, and it's okay that I don't care about them being homosexuals. But when he said, my husband, I was stunned. For many reasons. One is that it caused me to realize that the Republican Party is allowing this to happen now. I mean, everyone has sinned. We all sin and need to be born again, right? And you overcome the sin. I understand that part. So I don't have no issue with him being gay. He could be gay. But to outright promote another man as another man's husband, that's not good. That's not right. God made man and woman. And of course, people sin, so you go through all kind of sin and you have to overcome it. But I'm stunned that the Republican Party is now going along with this idea that two men that are married are husbands, or two women that are married are wives. That's mind-blowing to me. He said that he's a gay man. Okay, you're gay. That he's married. He's not married. Men who are with another man is not married. I don't care what you call it. We are calling those things be not as though they were. He's not married, folks. Men don't marry. God didn't create it that way. He made a woman for a man and a man for a woman. And he went on, as I said, he said several times about his husband, his husband. He married, he has a husband. I don't know why I edited a lot of that out, but I want you to hear that. My issue is not with him being gay. He could be gay. I don't care. He has to repent of that. That's not something I need to be concerned about. But for him to promote his husband, he said that he is a gay veteran. You are a veteran. You're not a gay veteran. So has the Republican Party gotten totally away from the social issues? One of the reasons I joined the Republican Party once I overcame the fallen state was because they didn't go along with the promotion of social issues as though it's a good thing. Right? You're not supposed to hate anyone. So I don't hate anyone, but you can't agree with wrongdoing.